Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Quarter, maybe.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Hello again.
And we're continuing on with Jill Weber, who is the Commissioner of the Parks of the Town of North Hempstead, and Bonnie Klein, who is the horticulturist for the Town of North Hempstead. And the conversation, really, it's amazing because all this stuff is right under your nose, so to speak, and people don't even pay attention to it. And some of the stuff you already, I mean, just the speakers that are coming up for the year, you know, you mark your calendar. I'm not, you don't want to go to the mall, but there's something for somebody. There's no question about it. And even, you know, we're trying to talk about socialization. Go with a couple of friends. Say, you know what I heard about? You know what your friends like. It makes sense. But I know there's also a photo thing coming up.
Yes. Yeah, so, also as part of the celebration for the 50th anniversary, we have a photo exhibit coming up in this historic house where the Clark family lived, which we were mentioning before. I should also mention that if you want a party, if you're interested in renting a space, it's a beautiful space for a party.
And rentable?
We do rent that building and the garden.
What's the number of people that you can go in there?
50 in the room,
okay.
I would say. And there's two rooms.
Yeah, I know the location. I just didn't remember.
People have had weddings on outside, and then you can come in and eat.
Oh, it'd be
so
nice.
You can do a mix and match. You know, so it's we do nice programs.
Right.
Yeah. You can also do wedding photography there. Just a nice place to come
visit.
Bridal
parties.
Just in talking about that, like weddings, because you know people go all over taking pictures. Now in the summer, the spring, when obviously the flowers are all in bloom, is that a reservation? Can people just come? That's fine. I don't want somebody showing up because we talked about taking pictures. So you have to call up, make an appointment that you're going to bring a bridal party at 11 o'clock for some pictures.
Yes, exactly. And any of these things, 311 has information. So you could always call 311 here in the town, and they can provide more details.
Yeah, and when you have a question about it.
Yeah.
I mean, renting, obviously, the room is one thing, but you just can't go by unless you're a family hanging out for the day, take a few pictures. But if it's an event, call and make a reservation.
Yeah. And people, we have an office that's staffed, so people could also help if you're on site and you want some more information. So back to this photo exhibit. We thought it would be nice to bring in photos of people. We do other photo exhibits throughout the year, but this one was really focused on photos of Clark. And we had some incredible photos come in. Professional quality, absolutely gorgeous. The opening of the exhibit is April 11th at 6 p.m. in the Clark House, but it'll be hung for a couple of weeks after that, at least probably 2 months. So if you want to come and see the photos, that'll be a nice thing to come
see. These are by people who have just done
local people that visit the garden have taken some magnificent photos of the flora and the fauna. A lot of beautiful birds. There's a lot of good birding to do there, as well as some other wildlife and beautiful flowers year-round. So there's another thing that's coming up. We do want to encourage people to get out and look at the grounds. And so we're going to be doing this walking series to celebrate the 50th anniversary called A Year in the Garden with some tours. So Bonnie's actually going to be the tour guide with another employee from the not-for-profit.
Before you go there, Bonnie.
Yes.
Where are your offices? In Clark?
Mine, Bonnie Klein's is.
Yeah. Oh, really? Nice. Okay, I'm just curious.
Bonnie's the horticulturist for the town, but
And your office?
And my office is in Tully Park.
Oh, in Tully, okay.
Which is, we'll hopefully have a chance to talk about
that's
Tully
fine
and some of the other things going on. We have a wonderful aquatic center there.
I was going to say, the pool there at Tully is tremendous.
Tully is
it's a wonderful aquatic center, and what a great way to exercise, to come in and use a pool. We also have a gym there. And we also have a gym.
And you have a baby pool, too. I haven't been there in a year or two, but
there's a shallow section.
Right, a shallow section.
With features to play with and a slide, which is popular with the kids. So.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Okay, so we're going to have morning walks with Bonnie Klein and Jim Newman. Jim Newman works for the Fannie Dwight Corporation.
Okay.
That's the not-for-profit. He's also one of our growers for a lot of the plants that you see. So we are going to be doing walks to show you and it's one per season to show you the changes in the seasons. And we're going to go through the garden, show you all the improvements that we have in the garden, all the different, I call them rooms of the garden. because we have just different sections, formal sections, informal sections, educational gardens, rain garden, and we're going to walk around. We're going to explain different plant material. We're going to start off with a little breakfast, a little bagel, talk about a little history about Clark, and then we'll just take a walk around and see how long it goes.
Wow, okay.
It should be really fun, and it should be great to see the garden in different seasons and all the different plant material.
Now, there'll be rain dates or no?
No, I don't have rain dates.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not questioning. But that's, somebody wants to know the date specifically, call 311. That's,
right.
You know.
Yes.
The first one is coming up.
First one's coming up next week, Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of things in bloom that you wouldn't suspect.
Is that really?
To be in bloom, yeah. Witch hazel's just finished. Camellias are going to start. So March 28th, this Thursday, they're all on Thursdays.
Okay.
And they're at 9 o'clock come for coffee and a snack, and 9:30 is when the tour begins. So we have March 28th, we have May 16th, July 25th, and October 3rd.
Now, how many people can you handle? And my question is this, because I'm the president of the Great Neck Social Center.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a busable event, like make an appointment to bring a bus of people over?
In a tour, the most comfortable would be maybe 20 people at a time, because otherwise they won't really hear and everyone groups up. To walk through the garden. So, yeah, only about 20.
Okay.
And we could also set up for a private group.
Yes.
We could do something different just for a
group. Yeah, we can do private groups and then do half the group at one time, half the group another time, or two of us can take them the opposite way.
Because the town has Fun Day Monday, but there's nothing wrong with, like, the various centers doing it Thursday at Clark. Just introduce their group. They have lunch at the senior center and then go up for an hour or two.
Clark, we do offer a lot of school programs, so we have school groups coming through all the time.
Oh, okay.
It'd be very nice to have. It's not the you have to be able to walk.
Right.
Right. We're not doing.
Yeah. So you have to be a bit hardy.
Right.
But we have people walking through the garden every day, and to have somebody explaining what you're looking at if they're interested.
That's the nicer part of it.
That's really nice.
I mean, walking everybody. I mean, I've walked through nice gardens. I have no idea what I'm looking
right.
at. I mean, I have flowers in my backyard. I buy them by what I like as a color, or it's a pretty flower. Uh-huh. Don't know the name of it.
Right.
But to go through and have the understanding that you shouldn't plant two together because something else might happen,
right.
It's enjoyable.
We also have a vegetable garden opportunity if people are looking for a place to do vegetable gardening.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have a community garden, and it's we have beds, 8 by 16, I believe, the size of the beds.
8 foot by 16?
Yeah. And you can plant whatever you want. You have the space for the season. You have, there's a fee, and you have it for the season. And then you have expertise, like me, going around and seeing if there's any disease or insects on your tomato
plants.
Obviously,
it's automatic. Yeah. You'll water it and everything else for the people once they put their stuff in.
Well, we will water, but you have to come and check. We're not responsible if it dries out.
No, okay.
Only because we want people to have responsibility for their own
But when they're
plants.
There, then say if their plant needs more water, they have a hose, they have access
yes,
to it, they can do
yes,
what they want.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
okay.
John, it's sharecropping.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Well, some people come every day. They come and they pick.
We call it a family garden because we want families to, all different kind of families.
I didn't know that. I mean, like, one, if you're in an apartment, you want to have a garden. But then two, if I'm going there 3 times a week, and I see Jill, you might happen to have a garden. Then it's like, oh, you're here again. How are you? And next thing you know, you could wind up with a friend.
There's so many people sharing recipes of the different just different nationalities with different types of vegetables, and they're just sharing it. So it's just a great space.
Very, very nice. How many spots available?
30.
And since we'll stick with this for a minute, how did they get it? They call 311?
I'm going to have a date that I announce. It's first come, first serve.
Okay, of course.
We usually have a spot for everybody. They can call 311 as soon as that date is
when you have time. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Bonnie, you have 30 plus 8 foot by 16?
Yeah, I believe it's 8, but it might be 8 by 12, but I think it's 8 by 16.
Okay, but still
it's
huge.
A big enough space you could
big
do
space.
Very large.
Yes.
Because I'm just looking at this room. Yes. 8 by 16 is this. Yeah. So if you're putting, if people want to put 3 or 4 tomato plants, you could do it with 2 or 3
people.
Oh,
definitely. Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Hmm. Something else at Clark, and then we sort of maybe go on to some of our programming, because this is the time of year we're starting to book concerts. We have a Tuesday night concert series at Clark as well.
And right.
So every Tuesday night starting July 9th. We'll be having concerts starting with a tribute to Phil Collins with a band called Sioux Studio. The following week, on the 16th, we're going to have an Irish night with an Irish band. We haven't booked that yet, but we're working with a couple of possibilities.
Okay.
We have a Plaza Theater production of Cinderella, which was one of my favorite movies as a kid, to hear the musical Cinderella on TV every year with You know, it was shown on TV. This will be a live production of that play on July 23rd. Folk Night in the Garden, which is always very popular. David Sear performs, followed by
David.
A band called Gathering Time.
Okay.
With very big following. If you're a folk fan like I am, that's July 30th. And then August 6th, we're finishing up the season with Decadia, which is music of the 80s and beyond. Mm. So hopefully something for everyone there. We have concerts all over the town.
All these concerts.
Our big one is the fireworks at Memorial Day weekend, Saturday night of Memorial Day weekend, the 25th, at North Hempstead Beach Park. We have two bands this year coming, and then followed by fireworks. The first band is a Chicago cover band called Beginnings, who I've seen. They're fantastic. A lot of horns, if you like that kind of music. And then another band called the LPs, and they play a variety of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. So that should be a fun night. And then we kick in. After that, we kick in, heavy duty with the rest of our concerts. We have concerts all over the town. Something special this year, in addition to the 50th anniversary of Clark, it's also the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. So if anybody was at Woodstock 50 years ago and wants to come remember that special time, we're going to do our stadium concert this year at Tully Park on July 20th. And we'll have three bands that all going to be doing tributes to bands that played at Woodstock. A band called Chickenhead Rocks. They're going to play a lot of Creedence Clearwater Revival, followed by Four Way Street, which is a tribute band to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Okay.
And then Wondrous Stories, who's a very popular Long Island band. They play many different varieties of music, but they're going to be focusing on The Who was such a popular band at Woodstock. So I'm excited for that.
Clark
I hope that people
Garden
will join
is
us.
Obviously, though what most people don't realize, it a dual place. It's a beautiful place as a garden, but it's also a great venue for all these interesting programs.
Right, we have great programs there. And then we're elsewhere. So I was mentioning the beach, and then Tully Park is where our Woodstock tribute will be. And then we have Manor Haven Park has several concerts. Mary Jane Davies Park. Again, a brochure is sent to everyone
resident
of the town.
Oh, yeah, you have to pay attention.
Hold on to all of this, because a lot of that information will be in the
Believe
materials.
It or not, we're out of town.
We're out of time.
It's out of time. Well, you have to come back like maybe in June, because, the stuff that you guys are putting forth is just tremendous.
That's great.
And really, we all appreciate your work here for the town. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 and WCWP.org. We've been talking with Jill, who is the commissioner, and Bonnie, who is the horticulturist. We'll be right back. Thank you.